You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Lucky Charms Magical Mission. Add a little fun to your family's morning and join Lucky the Leprechaun on an interactive adventure through 8 magical charm lands to restore magic. Available on your smart speaker. Just say, open Lucky Charms Magical Mission or search for it wherever you listen to podcasts. China censors conversations, a Nevada man gets reinfected, and new data reveals the risk for older males. Here's what you should know. A new report outlines the lengths China was willing to go in order to control the conversation on the coronavirus outbreak. The report found that between January and May this year, more than 2,000 keywords related to the pandemic were suppressed on the Chinese messaging platform WeChat, which has more than 1 billion users in the country. Many of the censored terms referenced events and organizations in the United States. Just days after reports of the first COVID-19 reinfection case in Hong Kong, the first confirmed reinfection case in the U.S. has been reported in Nevada. But unlike the man in Hong Kong, who was asymptomatic the second time, the 25-year-old Nevada patient's second infection was more severe. Some of the first detailed studies looking at the mortality risk of COVID-19 paint a tough picture for older males. For every 1,000 people of all genders infected with COVID-19 under 50, almost none will die. But for every 1,000 in their mid-70s or older, around 116 will die. The study also found that men face twice the risk women do. Finally, here's today's one question. How many are projected to die from COVID-19 this year? A well-known model cited often by the White House currently predicts 317,000 people may die by the end of December in the U.S. As of now, more than 180,000 American lives have been lost. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.